Any Other Business by Lucy Flannery.
Oh, Camilla, please. What do I have to do? I can't bear this. I've said I'm sorry. I know it was all my fault messing up the cycle route scheme, but look, I mean, there are other things we can do. Just tell me what you want me to start on next. Oh, please, Camilla, don't freeze me out. I don't deserve this. All right, I give up. I've tried everything. I don't know what else I can do. If you're determined to put me through it, well, you're doing a good job. I won't bother you anymore. Not one word. And the sooner you've worked your notice out, the better. At least a new driver might be someone who'd be prepared to pass their time of day with me.
Robin?
Yeah?
Do you see what I see?
What, where? God, it looks like some sort of spaceship.
If I'm not mistaken, it's the Starship Enterprise.
It's not every day you see that. Especially not on top of somebody's roof.
It's life, Jim, but not as we know it.
What do you mean he's erected a model of the Starship Enterprise on his roof?
A scaled-down version, naturally.
He's a Star Trek fan leader.
Well, I didn't think he was a Doctor Who follower. Just tell him to take it down.
We have, leader, but he's defying us. He says if a shark is allowed to stay put, why not his spaceship, which is a thing of true beauty?
Who is this nutter?
His name's Colin Morris.
No, it's not, Chief.
Well, it is according to the electoral register.
Mr. Morris has recently changed his name by deed poll to James T. Kirk.
Oh, dear God.
Don't worry, leader. He'll be refused planning permission and then he'll have to take it down.
I'm afraid it may not be as simple as that. He's already talking about appealing to the House of Lords and, if necessary, going all the way to the European Court of Human Rights.
And then onto a Starfleet tribunal.
I take it the neighbours aren't happy.
To put it mildly, leader.
Oh, well, there's nothing really to be done. We've just got to sit it out and hope the press don't stir it up too much.
I'm afraid Hilary Wheeler's already been in touch with the press officer this morning, asking what action we're planning.
And how has the press officer dealt with it?
He switched the answer phone on.
Good.
For the life of me, I cannot see why any sane person would even want to erect a space structure on top of their property.
I blame comprehensive schooling and the abolition of national service. Also, one cannot help noticing this kind of thing never used to happen in Chesbury before Erica Clark moved here.
Well, quiet.
Really? What on earth the Germans will think, I simply cannot bear to even speculate upon.
The Germans? Yes, of course, the cultural exchange visit.
Yes.
Yes, I'd quite forgotten.
Oh, not that any arrangements appear to have been made, not a thing. Really, leader, the whole council is simply falling apart without you there to keep a firm hand on the helm.
Well, of course, these people have no real experience of local government, and they wouldn't dream of asking advice from any elder statesman in the community. Oh, no, not they.
No, it is heartbreaking to see everything we've worked for over the years eroded, on a daily basis, practically. I noticed the hanging baskets outside the library had not been watered for weeks.
Oh, yes.
Oh, they were in a deplorable condition. Shocking.
You know, it doesn't seem 2 years since our German friends and colleagues were last here. What a happy occasion that was.
Oh, yes, and how heartbroken they will be on this visit to find you deposed. It will come as a terrible shock to them, I fear.
Indeed. Look, we must arrange a little something for them. Oh. A reception or a party.
Oh.
Why did the barbarians monopolize our guests?
What a marvellous idea, leader. I will bake some of my special sausage rolls for the freezer right away.
Oh, yes, excellent.
Yes. Another sherry, leader.
Thank you.
Why didn't you tell us about this official visit?
Sorry, leader, I thought you knew. They come over every 2 years, and on the in-between year, we go to them.
What a nuisance. We haven't got time for this kind of thing. We've got work to do. Oh, well, can't be helped, I suppose. I'd better brush up a few phrases of German.
Can you speak it, then?
Not really. It's funny. First time I ever fell in love, it was with a German boy. Dieter his name was. I was 16 and on a school's trip to Dusseldorf. The whole point was to improve our conversational German. The only three phrases I came back with were, I'll have a beer, are you sure it's all right, and you will write to me, won't you?
I shouldn't worry, Lieder. Your counterpart in Esheim, Herr Hans Weber, speaks perfect English.
Speaks it better than me, in fact.
Who else are we twinned with?
Only Ouette in France. An attempt to establish official links with Chesbeville, a town in Texas, came to naught. Although Dr. Whittaker did go on a fact-finding mission. I believe negotiations soured after he sustained injuries from a bucking bronco machine in the annual rodeo.
I've been to that dump in France. Lived up to its name as far as I was concerned. Rained solidly for 3 days.
So when are the French contingent liable to descend on us?
Nothing is planned. Arrangements with Ouette officials tend to be more ad hoc than with Esheim. To be honest, I think our entente is less than cordial. A friendly game of football in 1991 was what did the damage. A questionable offside ruling denied the visitors a winning goal.
It was not questionable. I was there. In fact, I was in goal. And that frog was miles offside.
Yeah, thank you, Reg. So what sort of hospitality do we normally offer on these occasions?
A reception at their hotel on the first evening is traditional. Mm-hmm. Also some sort of party on their last night. Last time they were over, they had a coach tour of the town, stopping for visits to the plastics factory, the war memorial, and the sewage farm.
The war memorial?
Other events included a display of Morris dancing, an exhibition of traditional handicrafts at the community centre, and a seminar jointly sponsored by the town traders and chamber of commerce upon Europe, the changing market.
What a very forgiving people they are. We put them through all that and they're prepared to come back again.
Well, we must certainly do better this time round. Let's see. We'll have a trip round the town too, but we'll go to decent places. And we'll have a tour round the civic offices and show off the new vending machines.
If they're working again by then.
We'll explain the cycle loan scheme, and we'll get John and Kay in to give them a talk on the chestnut. Oh, and if there's a home match, we can take them to Chicken Lane and get Frank to lay on a bit of pre-match junketing.
Haven't they suffered enough?
Well, they'll love the chickens, Arthur. It'll give them the best laugh since the Morris dancing. And what's on at the Arts Theatre, Jeremy?
An all-woman version of Waiting for Godot, Lieder.
Did we sponsor that?
You certainly did.
Good. Sort out a party booking, Jeremy.
Yes, Lieder. Oh, by the way, I'm afraid there have been developments on the James T. Kirk front.
Don't want to know.
I'm afraid he's managed to run an electricity connection up to the roof, and the Starship Enterprise is now lit up at night.
Good grief.
This gave rise to the police receiving 18 reports of UFO sightings last night. Two of them also stated they'd seen alien beings in the vicinity of the pedestrian precinct.
They probably caught a glimpse of Mrs. Wallace Gordon.
More seriously, this could be a hazard to low-flying aircraft coming into land at Bettlehurst Airport.
Well, the police can sort it out then, can't they? I don't want my planning staff scrambling about on rooftops trying to pull the plug out. If they're going to risk their necks, it'll be because I told them to.
Quite. That's what I said.
And I don't want to hear any more about this matter unless and until it becomes a genuine emergency. And I warn you all now, I will not be responsible for my actions if I hear one more joke about Vulcans beaming down or Klingons on the starboard bow.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Watch it.
Sorry, Leader, it just popped out.
Yeah, well, make sure it doesn't pop out again.
I tell you, Arthur, you ought to go up there. It's brilliant.
I'd like to, but they'd be able to pay if Erica found out.
I haven't seen it at night yet. Oh, I can't wait.
Is it really as big as it looks in the paper?
It's huge. Honestly, it's the most exciting thing that's happened to the town since I became mayoress. It's even cheered Camilla up. She's smiling again for the first time in 10 days.
Thank God for that. Poor Robin suffered enough.
Yeah, she's back to bullying him and everything. He's like a dog with two tails.
Evening, gents.
Hello, Reg. What can I get you?
No, my shite. Pint of mild, please, Alf, and same again for these two. I say, have either of you two seen it?
I have.
Is it good?
It's brilliant.
Damn, I wish I could see it. I wonder if I could get a false beard from somewhere.
Why don't you just go up there?
Too risky.
Erica is not amused by the old business. If we got caught, we'd never hear the end of it.
I'm surprised the leader is so anti, but that's the thing about women, isn't it? They just don't seem to have the same feel for space that we do. Cheers, Alf. Take one for yourself.
I can't see she's going to find out. Why not just nip up there now?
What do you think, Reg?
Well, if we get caught, can I say I was with you?
Here's Jeremy. Look, I bet he's got a solution to the problem.
Good evening, Lady Mayoress, Councillor, Chief.
Oh, for God's sake, man, you're not in the office now. What are you drinking?
I only really came in to kill some time till my train's due.
Jeremy!
Pint of mild, please.
That's more like it. Alf, over here!
We were just talking about the Starship.
Oh.
Don't you want to go and have a look at it?
Absolutely not.
Heart of hearts.
Honestly, Councillor, I have no interest.
Here, get this down you. A couple of these and he'll be leading an expedition up there.
Cheers. I need this, to be honest. I spent the whole day on the phone trying to sort out arrangements for the German visit.
How's it going?
Okay, on the whole, I suppose. But on the one scheduled free night, Dr. Whittaker and Councillor Ballard are insisting on holding a soiree for the guests. It's very tricky. Someone's bound to be offended.
They always are. Remember the Spaniard?
Oh.
What was that?
It was Bettlehurst, fortunately, not us. A new commercial air link with Spain was opened and a reception arranged at the airport. The plane landed, the visiting mayor and the dignitaries got off the plane, and the loudspeakers played the Spanish national anthem.
So?
The mayor was from the Basque region and assumed this was a deliberate insult. They all got straight back on the plane and went home, refused to set foot on British soil ever again.
International diplomacy. It's a tricky business.
Drink up, everybody. My round next.
And I tell you, it was offside. I was in a perfect position to check.
All right, Reg, we believe you. Now get some more drinks in.
No, it's my turn. Same again, everybody.
No, I'm off.
Not going home, surely?
No, I'm off to Sedgemoor Gardens. I want to see it lit up. Anybody else coming?
What do you think, Arthur?
Well, I will if you will.
Really, is this wise?
Come on, Jeremy. Where's your sense of adventure?
Hiding behind my sense of responsibility.
You're not responsible for us.
Certainly not. We're not in the office now.
No, but I'm at least two drinks behind you three. That has to count for something, surely.
Ignore him. He's old before his years. Now, how are we going to get up there?
We need a number 9 bus.
They're about 1 hour this time of night. Can't we share a taxi?
Gentlemen, I really think...
Yeah, quite right, Graham. I hate waiting round at bus stops. Taxi won't be much between 3 hours.
I beg that you reconsider...
Where's the best place to get one? The rank or walk up to the station?
Station, definitely.
Well, let's get going.
Wait one moment. Are you absolutely determined to go to Sedgemoor Gardens?
Yep.
Aye.
Then for goodness sake, tell the driver to drop us off at the corner.
Oh, are you coming then?
I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Bah, heck, it's like Mardi Gras at Rio.
Who are all these people? Where did they come from?
Evening, lads. Okay, Jerry, make sure you get a photo of it from every angle. I think the editor will go to colour on this one.
Hello, Hillary.
We're not really here.
If you say so, Reg. God, it's monstrous, isn't it?
I think it's beautiful.
I hadn't realised quite how big it is.
One good gust of wind and the whole lot will be down in next door's garden. In fact, a gentle breeze would probably do it.
Oh, it's an amazing achievement, though. You've got to admit that.
You wouldn't be so bleeding funny if you lived next door to it.
Is there an ice cream van?
No, it's Mr. Beefy.
He shouldn't be selling burgers without a licence.
He shouldn't be selling them at all, Chief, in a residential road at 8:45 at night.
Doing hell of a trade, though.
Fess your hot dog.
Aye, go on.
Hey, does he do chips as well?
Reg, Graham, come back. Miss Cochrane, are you all right?
Have the police marksman arrived?
I'm sorry?
It's the only way, you know, to deal with them.
Would you like me to get you a taxi home?
Taxi? Pass me a 12-bore shotgun.
Look out, it's the filth.
Come on, Miss Cochrane, we'll drop you off. Where are the other two?
Look, never mind them, Jeremy. It's every man for himself. Make way, please. Make way. Sick lady here.
Well, let me attend to her. I have a first aid certificate.
Have you got anything to say for yourselves? Don't know what got into you. Any of you?
We just wanted to see it lit up.
Jeremy, I'm surprised at you. The others came as no shock, but you. I thought you had more sense.
It wasn't his fault. We made him come with us.
At gunpoint, I suppose.
I take full responsibility. I'm sorry I let you down, leader. I can't think how I missed the TV cameras.
It's a shame they didn't miss you four.
Oh, be fair, they were tucked behind the Mr. Beefy van.
And in a way, it was just as well we were there, leader. I mean, who else would have looked after Miss Cochrane?
Gertie Cochrane could walk through Beirut and emerge unscathed. The impression I got from the local TV news bulletin was that she was absolutely furious about being led away from the action.
We promise we won't go up there again.
Except on legitimate council business.
I'm very glad to hear it.
Of course, I was only there on a sort of fact-finding mission.
Oh, of course you were, Arthur. And I dare say the facts that you found were the ideas that seem very good after several pints do not appear so impressive in the cold light of day. Now clear off, the lot of you. And may your hangovers last 3 days if you haven't learnt your lesson.
Got off far more lightly than I thought.
Meine Damen und Herren, willkommen, welcome, et bienvenue.
You sound like you're rehearsing for an amateur production of Cabaret.
I can't tell you how nice it is to hear you slagging me off again.
Oh, don't be so wet.
Anyway, I do think we should make a bit of an effort. All these European types come over and speak perfect English. I mean, it puts us to shame.
I don't see why putting the poor sods through a quarter of an hour of mispronunciation and jokes that don't quite translate should erase your guilt.
You never try and encourage me to do anything.
Yes, I do. I'm encouraging you to have a chat with these German types about their waste recycling plant. It's supposed to be one of the most efficient in Europe.
Well, yes, of course, I'll do all that, but I just thought I ought to extend the hand of friendship.
Well, you can do that by buying them a couple of beers and warning them to steer clear of Roland Whittaker's do.
Oh, no, don't remind me. I think I'm expected to go to that.
Surely not. They hate you.
Well, Graham seems to think it's our civic duty to attend all the events that are arranged for the benefit of the Germans.
Graham's turning a bit balmy, if you ask me.
Well, he takes it all very seriously. Not that I don't, of course, but, you know, Graham can get a bit intense about things.
I think I might tag along to this shindig if you and Graham are going to grace it with your august presence.
Oh, great! Oh, it's not going to be as half as bad if you're there. Why do you want to come?
To see the look on Florence's face.
Well, Herr Weber, it's a great pleasure to have you and your colleagues here.
Call me Hans, please.
And I'm Erica.
Erica, let me get you another drink.
Oh, no, I'm fine, thanks.
Is Mr. Clark here tonight? I would so much like to meet him.
No, he's at home with the children. I'm temporarily without childcare, so I'm afraid our social lives have to be conducted completely separately for the time being.
I know the difficulty. When our children were small, we could not both be on the same committee.
How lovely that you both share the same interests, though. Is your wife over here with you now?
Not this time. Liesl is studying law and has examination soon.
Oh, good for her. Hans, I'm really interested in the situation in Esheim. How are you finding things at the moment?
These are trying times. We have many problems. Unemployment, economic recession, and, I am sorry to say, neo-Nazis.
Very similar to Chesbury, then.
But also, this is an exciting period. It is good to be a part of an expanding Europe with all the new challenges and opportunities that presents.
Well, exactly. That's just how I feel. I can't tell you, Hans, how nice it is to hear someone with a bit of enthusiasm for a change instead of endless gloom and doom.
Well, you are an example to us all, Erica. Look what has been achieved here in Chesbury in so short a time.
Well, you know, we've done our best.
No, really, you must not be modest. It is like a breath of fresh air. I can tell you, I would have laid a bet against there ever being a socialist council in Chesbury. When we heard in Esheim, we celebrated far into the night.
It's more than they did here. Most of the electorate went into shock, a few went into mourning, and at least half a dozen moved.
The trials of government. What is the expression? We could write a book, you and I.
You do speak lovely English, Hans.
Are you sure you would not like a new drink?
Yeah, I would. Red, thanks. In fact, I'll come with you.
He's chatting her up, I tell you.
And we know for a fact she likes Germans.
His wife's not with him, you'll notice.
Well, you needn't get any ideas. If she's going to have a fling, we've got plenty of decent Englishmen she can do it with.
We'd best keep an eye on her, Reg.
Do try some of that onion quiche. It's really good.
Even the food has improved under your regime.
I suppose I ought to be mingling.
There's plenty of time for that. We are here for 5 days, after all.
Yes, you're right.
Your mare was most impressive this afternoon.
Robin? Yes, he was good, wasn't he? I was worried he was going to attempt to give his speech in German and we'd all have died of embarrassment, but he did very well indeed. Kept it short, too. He's definitely learning.
I must say, Erica, I think this is your single most revolutionary act.
What's that, Hans?
Electing a gay couple for mayor and mayoress. Unheard of.
Yeah, well, actually, they're not really.
I kiss your hand in salute.
Ooh. Well, have a chat with them both sometime. They'll explain it to you. What's your room like? I mean, are you all quite comfortable?
Excellent, thank you.
Well, let me know if you have any problems with the hotel.
Well, I'm sure we will not. Of course, some of my delegation have expressed annoyance that the television is not linked to the satellite. But between you and I think to miss Hamburg play just 1 week will not kill them.
Would you like football? Oh, that's good, because on Saturday we're all going to Chicken Lane. I think they're playing Carlisle.
Carlisle? Wunderbar.
And tomorrow it's the coach trip.
We are all looking forward to it very much. But I am puzzled that there is something missing from our itinerary.
What's that?
Your newest tourist attraction.
I'm sorry, Hans, you've lost me.
I'm talking of the model of the Starship Enterprise.
Oh, don't tell me they've heard about it in Germany.
Well, no, it was in the paper tonight.
It's in the paper every bloody night, and now the tabloids have got wind of it, I'm sorry to say.
So we are not to see the sculpture?
I'm sorry, Hans, it's getting very tricky. We're that far away from setting up police roadblocks.
It's fascinating, the kind of mind which does this.
What sets up roadblocks? The police can't wait, believe me. We're just off the peace convoy route here, so that would make up for it.
No, I mean the erection of the spaceship.
Oh, well, that's obsession for you. I don't even begin to understand it.
Of course, I was never a Trekkie myself.
Well, no, of course not.
I have always preferred Deep Space Nine.
I'm sorry you won't get to see it, Hans, but I think it'll probably be down very soon. We've had high winds recently and they've taken their toll. If it becomes really unsafe, you'll have to take it down.
Well, I will swallow my disappointment. I am sure waiting for Godot will more than make up for it.
Oh, yes, I'm sure it will.
I have heard that it is most funny.
Oh, good. Ready for a top-up yet, Hans?
I really think we should get on, Leader. It's too cold to stand around for too long.
Not till the press get here, Jeremy.
Perhaps we should just get on without them.
Don't be daft. What's the point of planting a tree if there's no one to see it?
Here's Hillary now, Leader.
Goodness for that.
Not finished yet, then?
We haven't started.
We were waiting for you.
Were you? Sorry you've been hanging about. We were delayed at the Real Ale Conference. In fact, I think Jerry stayed there a bit too long. You're right, Jer. I hope he remembers to take the lens cap off.
I apologise for butting in, but as our visitors are on the verge of turning blue, I do wonder if we should not perhaps begin the ceremony.
Thank you, Councillor Ballard. We're just going to start.
Good.
If everyone could just gather round. Thank you for your forbearance in these arctic conditions, ladies and gentlemen. I do apologise for the delay. Welcome, all of you, to Clarence Park, and I now call upon Ward Councillor Florence Ballard to take the first shovelful.
Thank you. It gives me great pleasure to plant this tree, although I regret that my choice of a good old English oak was rejected in favour of a crab apple. However, that's the common market for you. Oh, there. I take this first shovelful in recognition of the friendship and amity that exists between our twin towns of Chesbury and Esheim.
Did you get that, Jerry?
Thank you, Councillor Ballard, for your gracious words. May our friendship thrive and blossom in concordance with the tree.
Jerry, have you got any film in that camera?
Thank you, everyone. Can I now suggest we all get back on the minibus and head on towards our next stop, which is the community centre, where I'm happy to say hot drinks will be available.
I trust that the planting of this sapling will now be properly finished, Mr. Hartington.
Don't worry, Councillor Ballard, the gardeners will see to it.
And the ground will be thoroughly tamped down around the root and a protective mesh erected around the base.
I'm sure they know what to do, Mrs. Ballard.
That does not necessarily mean that it will be done, Mr. Tomlinson.
You can rest assured that the work will be carried out, Councillor. A commemorative plaque is also to be erected.
I'm very glad to hear it. Mind you, I doubt this unfortunate tree will long withstand the depredations of the local dog population. They should be banned from the park, if you ask me.
Yes, Mrs. Ballard. Do you think now we
Well, come along, both of you. We should not keep the minibus waiting.
No, Mrs. Ballard.
I am sorry about the weather, Hans.
Never mind.
Sorry about the tree planting as well.
Sorry?
Well, it was a bit of a farce, wasn't it? Ill-disguised venom from Florence Ballard, an inebriated photographer. Even the poor tree was listing at a 40-degree angle.
Hello, here I am. So sorry I had to miss the tree planting. How did it go?
Extremely well. A beautiful specimen and the most moving ceremony.
Oh, great. That was my idea, you know. It's not even Camilla's, mine.
Get yourself a coffee, Robin.
Okay. Show me a tick.
That was very kind of you, Hans.
I am sure you would do the same for me. Probably will do when you visit us and we do something disastrous.
It's a deal.
I can't tell you how much I have enjoyed this visit.
You don't have to give me any flannel.
No, really, it's true. You don't know what it was like before. Believe me, the relief of not having to meet with local captains of industry is indescribable.
Well, I'm afraid there'll probably be a bit of that tonight at Florence Ballard's soiree.
Oh, if only she had stayed with the Supremes, huh?
I mean, it's not compulsory for you to attend. Well, I shouldn't really be saying this, but between you, me and the tier, and I think Roland Whittaker had a bit of a nerve organising it on your one free night.
Don't worry, we are not offended. And enough of the others will attend, so the good doctor also will not be offended. As for myself, I plan to have a headache.
I don't blame you.
And what about you?
Me? Well, Arthur thinks we ought to show our face just to be polite, but to be honest, I don't see why the hell I should.
In that case, could I persuade you to accompany me on a little adventure?
What sort of adventure?
He's doing it again.
It's so blatant.
We've definitely got to keep an eye on them. The last thing we want is a scandal. That'd suit the Tories down to the ground, that would.
Hello. I hear the tree planting went really well.
Did you?
Did it? I couldn't tell you, sorry. I stayed on the bus. It was bloody freezing.
Mmm, these sausage rolls are lovely, Mrs. Ballard.
Thank you.
Did you get them at Iceland?
Certainly not.
Oh, Camilla, how could you be so uncouth? And don't you know Mrs. Ballard never shops anywhere but Marks and Spencer's?
If you will excuse me, I have other guests to attend to. Ones I actually invited.
Oh, you're so much nicer when you're in this mood. You know, you're really beautiful when you laugh.
Oh, don't start getting soft again.
No, I know I've done a lot of daft things, but, you know, I am learning all the time. And then one day I'm going to make you proud of me. But in the meantime, will you come to the pictures with me next week?
I'll think about it.
She's not here, you'll notice.
Nor him.
I just hope no one puts two and two together and makes...
Seven, with a dash through the middle like they do on the continent.
Exactly.
What should we do?
Absolutely nothing.
Good.
If she gets herself into a jam, well, she'll just have to admit she's messed it up and ask for help. We've done all we can do.
Fair enough. This fruit punch does not make you thirsty.
I was just thinking that.
Here's your pint.
Now you're talking.
And I can honestly say, Miss Cochrane, I had no idea how absolutely fascinating local politics are till I got involved.
You speak very good English, young man.
Thank you. But I'm not actually German.
Well, why are you here, then?
I'm Graham Wilkins, Councillor. I'm the mayoress.
Now then, this won't do. You must get a grip, my boy. I once had an Uncle Percival who thought he was Lady Emma Hamilton. My mother always felt it was merely an excuse to put on a frock.
Perhaps I ought to go and talk to some of our visitors and explain to them again that I'm not gay.
A great success, my dear Florence. A great success.
Oh, Dr. Whittaker, there you are. I have barely seen you all evening.
Oh, too busy, dear madam, entertaining our continental guests.
Ah.
A great relief for them, no doubt, to talk to a rational man after all the nonsense they've been subjected to these past few days.
Oh, I am sure this has been the highlight of their trip, leader.
It's a shame some of the riff-raff invited themselves, but that's always a problem, of course. Free food and drink will always attract the dregs. At least Erica Clark had the good taste to stay away.
Mm. A shame about Herr Weber's headache, though.
Yes, he'll be most disappointed. But still a marvellous evening. And all thanks to a most gracious hostess.
Oh, really, it was nothing, Dr. Whittaker.
Call me Roland. Florence.
Oh, leader...
If anyone sees me here, I'll get shot.
But you are glad you are here, hmm? You would not have wanted to miss this fine sculpture before it disappeared.
Not for the world. I had no idea how impressive it was. In fact, it's been an evening of revelations, hasn't it, Jeremy?
It certainly has, leader. This is the one place we thought we were guaranteed not to run into anyone from the council.
Honestly, Mrs. Clark, Jeremy and I haven't been together that long, and I don't want you to think he feeds me any sensitive information.
Oh, shut up and eat your burger, Hilary. I paid for it after all. In fact, Hans, I'd like to propose a toast. Got your Coke? Right, well, here's to friendship.
No. We have been drinking to this all week. I say, here's to the Starship Enterprise.
The Starship Enterprise!
Any Other Business was written by Lucy Flannery and starred Toby Longworth, Vivian Rochester, Jan Ravens, Nick Hardy, Howard Lou Lewis, James Grout, June Whitfield, John Dutteen, Nelson David, Rosie Fordham and Geoffrey Holland. And it was produced by Liz Anstey.